journey post a journey through this season. We have gone through the season of Lent and Holy Week and Easter, and now we are in that run towards Pentecost, coming of the Holy Spirit. And in this season, and in this particular season of the church calendar, we journey with the disciples as they try to make sense of what to do with these reports that Jesus has come back to life. First from the women, we also hear it from the earlier part of this chapter, from verse Luke 24, we actually hear the story of the road to Emmaus. You may remember that story about two disciples who walk to Emmaus, and Jesus, they find Jesus being their companion, and by the evening they make a break of bread. Jesus, they realize it's Jesus. He disappears, and they run back, and it's in this upper room, as Linda was sharing with us, with the doors locked, and they're trying to make sense of what has happened. Seeing Jesus is at the heart of what is happening in our gospel reading. And it is not just a record of an event that happened thousands of years ago. Seeing Jesus is an invitation to experience the living, risen Christ. Seeing Christ is more than just seeing with our eyes. It's actually encountering the divine again and again with all of who we are. As we heard Andrew read in our scripture reading, and as Linda introduced, Jesus appears amongst his disciples unexpectedly and says the simple words, "Peace be with you." For at that time, "peace be with you" was a profound shalom. But in our context, it might as well be, "I'm here," or "hey," or "hi." And the disciples are utterly terrified. They're filled with doubt, their fear, their disbelief, but at the same time, they wonder, is this actually real? And as we heard, Jesus invites them to touch his wounds. He eats with them, and they have an experience to overcome their doubts. They experience joy. They experience hope. And what the disciples feel of hope and joy mixed with disbelief is so much of what we experience every day, where we struggle to comprehend the fullness of what is going on before us. And in verse 44 of our text, Jesus then pulls the past 3 years of ministry together with his disciples. And they all listen, and they have what I love to call an aha. I wonder if you can relate to those pivotal moments where seeing transforms to understanding. It's like when you read the final chapter of a mystery crime novel, or the climactic scene of a movie, and all the plot twists and everything are kind of brought together. Everything is connected, and the mystery is solved. And we all have these aha moments. Those aha moments come perhaps in a Bible study or a church conference or at a youth camp or while reading a book or while in prayer. Something clicks together. God kind of joins the dots. Revelation comes. And verse 45 describes this aha moment as he opened their minds so they could understand Scripture. When Jesus speaks, he speaks to them about the necessity of his suffering and the resurrection, highlighting that seeing Christ also means recognizing the depth of his sacrifice and the power of victory over death. The call for repentance and the forgiveness of sins is the call to see ourselves in the light of Christ's redemptive work. It's an invitation to view our lives through the lens of grace, to witness the transformative power of love. divine moments where of revelation where God is continually showing up in our lives. And I guess the question then really becomes, how do we experience this? How do we have these moments of aha every day? Well, let's first remember that Christ comes to us in the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, whom we celebrate in a number of weeks' time. Let's also remember that having an aha moment, or seeing Christ, is not something that we can regulate or formulate or somehow weave together in like Harry Potter or in a ritual that we can somehow do or cast. Seeing Christ is not like turning on our Netflix or our scan or Disney. Instead, seeing Christ, birthing these moments of aha, is when the divine enters the ordinary. When the divine enters our world, our lives, in unexpected and surprising ways. And just like Mary has a visit from an angel, or Moses sees a burning bush, and just like how the disciples unexpectedly have Jesus appearing amongst their midst. So Christ, through the Spirit, comes, seeks to lead us, leaving us overwhelmed, filled with joy, and to be transformed. For us today, we see Christ coming in many ways. Sometimes it's through visions, dreams, and the prophetic. Sometimes it's through worship and communion, through prayer, through Bible study, through acts of service, love, music, literature, books, nature, community, advocacy, social justice. The way that we encounter and see God happens in so many ways. For me, as a minister, there came a point many years ago where I found that I spent 24/7 hanging out with Christian people all the time. As a minister, you just hang out with church people. And I was like, this is not all I'm supposed to belong to. And so whilst I was here, part of my ministry was to actually go down and be part of the neighborhood center. And since I've left, actually this year, I joined the State Emergency Service, the SES, the people who are dressed in orange, and they're out in dealing with floods and storm damage during emergencies. And for me, seeing Christ amongst fellow volunteers, and seeing Christ amongst the people that we serve and who need our help, there is a divine moment where, I see Christ in the eye. Not sure whether I told you, but for those of you who haven't caught up, I'm in a presbytery minister role. I've been given the task of helping churches develop their mission and their direction and to support them in whatever ways that I can. And I'm not sure how many of you know the role and work of the presbytery, but sometimes it can be pretty tough. And other times it can be an incredible joy. And for me, as I work along faithful people in congregations all across our presbytery that stretches from South Melbourne in the north to Rosebud in the south and across towards the east, I see again and again people stepping out in faith and believing that Christ can be found in and through their mission and their service. For me, every day is a blessing, whether that be in a project, a regional project called Pacing Cardinia, whether that be in liaising with congregations who are trying to call a minister, or whether that simply be with church people and ministers who are just going, show me the way, Lord. There is incredible joy, an incredible aha moment when I see Christ. Friends, today's gospel message and reading invites us to open our eyes to the wonder of Christ's presence. To see Christ not just as a figure locked in pages of history, but as a constant companion in our daily walk. Christ comes and offers us peace and hope that we would come in a heart expectant to seek and see Christ. And as we open ourselves to do that, may God, that we should pour upon you those aha moments, both as individuals and as a church and as a community. Worship. Father, gracious God, thank you for that you are a God who constantly seeks to meet us. This morning, O God, may you come in your power, in your strength, in your love. And I pray that you, my Holy Spirit, would continue to reveal yourself in new and fresh ways to us. Just like the first disciples in that room, may you come to us, may you surprise us.